Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. He says the situation could have gotten worse had he not. State and local law enforcement were enough to control just a couple of blocks of protests, says L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We didn't need the National Guard members. They are protecting one building. They're not involved in any crowd control. And now we're going to bring in the military for what?
In solidarity with the L.A. protesters, there were demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Police used tear gas and detained some, firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News. A federal judge dismissing Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation extortion countersuit against Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds, also tossing Baldoni's lawsuit against the New York Times over its reporting. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
What the judge is saying here is Blake Lively files a complaint with the California Civil Rights Division. Those comments, they're privileged. You're allowed to make comments that are negative about someone without getting sued when you're making a civil rights complaint.
Our Dan Abrams. Today's a fourth day of deliberations in the trial of movie maker Harvey Weinstein in New York on sex assault charges. The jury foreman sent a note to the judge saying the jurors were in heated arguments, attacking each other over Weinstein's past. The judge told them to calm down, be polite to each other, and just consider the evidence. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up. The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a quiet start to the day here across the upper Midwest, basically rain-free throughout the entire region. We are watching a cool front back in North Dakota that'll slide southeast. Out ahead of it, slightly warmer air coming into our area later today and tomorrow, so feeling pretty summer-like tomorrow in particular. Now, we will have some active weather starting to take shape by late tomorrow as thunderstorms form along that front. Should impact impact us tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. Could be some locally heavy rain and small hail with that. The front basically stalls out just south of us going into Friday morning. As it lifts back north, we'll see some additional showers and storms. Those should be ending by early Saturday. The rain totals over the next 3 days could be on the order of several inches across portions of northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and southwest Wisconsin, so be sure to check in for updates in case there is some localized flooding issues. The forecast for today, a mix of clouds and sun, temperature topping out at 76, just a bit breezy with westerly winds of 10 to 16. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, falling back to the upper 50s, and tomorrow should be partly sunny and warmer with a high near 83. West wind up to 10, becoming north late. Showers and storms likely tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Thursday mostly cloudy, intermittent showers and storms. Heavy rain is possible, high at 76. The outlook for Friday, mostly cloudy, periods of showers and storms once again. Low 57, high about 77. Saturday, a few showers are possible early, then decreasing clouds later and less humid. Low 57, high 73. As we head into Sunday, partly sunny, seasonably warm, low 56 with a high of 80, and Monday a chance of thunderstorms, high near 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 56 degrees with some nice off and on sunshine today. 66 was yesterday's high. We did pick up a trace of rain. A record high was established in 1976 and equaled in 2021. It was 93. Record low, 37 in 1990. Last year's high was 74 and the low, 51. Sunset will occur at 8:41 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:21 for tomorrow. The east-northeast wind right now is at 6 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.99, and no precipitation today. We were as low as 49 early this morning. Right now it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider. Boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, we'll set the stage for high school baseball sectional semifinals around the area and the state today, and details on a Brewer loss as they opened the series last night, dropping 1-2 the Braves.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Today's the day. Boscobel and Highland drive to Blair Taylor, and they'll be taking each other on in the sectional semifinal. I talked to Coach James Marks of the Boscobel Bulldogs about his team peaking at the right time.
I've always had it in my mind that the potential for these guys were a lot more than what we have shown in the past, but here late in the year, and especially into the playoffs, has just been playing with high energy, and I think we're finally meeting that potential that I see in them.
And Coach Mark says the SWAL conference better prepare them for the postseason.
I've been telling the kids that since the day we got our seed. I said, you know, we take our lumps of the year, but I think it's prepared us for this tournament. And so far, the run's been there and doing well.
Has there been a memorable moment or anything like that that sticks out, or many memorable moments during this tournament run?
Right now, it's just been all blur. It's super exciting, little surreal at times, but I'd have to say our suicide squeeze in the top of the seventh against Seneca sticks in my mind every day.
And I asked James about Highland.
Their defense is fundamentally sound. They're scrappy at the plate, and they got some good pitching to go with it. And I think we're very similar in teams. I think we're both just hitting our strides at the right time and playing good ball.
I talked to Coach Terry Cool of Highland this morning.
Once you get to this point, all the teams have won a regional title, so they've proven to this point, at least, they're playing very well in time.
What do you think has put your team over the top here and the chance to make it to sectional this year?
Mostly our pitching. Our pitchers have done a fantastic job of keeping us in just about every single baseball game. And then we've just been, especially once this weather warmed up, we've gotten some really timely hitting. So, and it's been a lot of different guys. And you know, oftentimes successful teams will say that. When you win, it's contributions from everyone.
The Six Rivers better prepares you for the postseason, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is a tough conference, pretty much up and down. You know, night in, night out, that you're going to see a pretty decent pitcher, and you're going to have to be on your game if you want to win.
The victories against Ithaca and River Ridge, I mean, you had to beat some good programs to get here, didn't you?
Yeah, both have done a really nice job. Ithaca, of course, the last few years has been outstanding, winning a state title a couple years ago. And River Ridge this year just had an outstanding season, and that's a program that's been getting better and better each year over the past few seasons.
On the scouting report, what looks tough about Boscobel?
I know they have some very good players. There's the loose player who is their leadoff hitter, does a very nice job for them as the center fielder. He's one that we're going to watch out for. We know their pitcher is pretty consistent and will attack hitters, so we're going to try to be ready.
Here are the Highland versus Boscobel game live from Blair Taylor on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com later today. It's scheduled for 12:30. We'll be on the air with it around 12:15. Early this morning, Pittsville takes on Blair Taylor at the same location for the right to play in today's 3 o'clock sectional final. Belmont is at Oakfield today taking on Johnson Creek. Reedsville and Elkhart Lake Glenbeulah are in the other part of the bracket. In Division 3 today, that's at Osseo, Merchants Park. Westby takes on Mondovi this morning at 10, and Fenimore is playing at Merchants Park again against Cuba City. That game slated to start at 1 and the sectional final at 4. All of the teams are 2 wins away from the WIAA State Baseball Tournament, which gets underway next week. Reedsburg is playing at Wisconsin Dells against Lodi this morning at 10, and Turner is playing Edgerton, also at Wisconsin Dells. Last night in Legion baseball, the Viola Area Grizzlies lost to Rushford 13-7 in Game 1. The Grizzlies scored the win in Game 2 by a final of 4-2. Thanks to Coach Mike Kaufman of the Viola Area Legion team for that update. Well, the Brewers, with a loss last night, they ended a 7-game losing streak for the Braves. It was Atlanta getting a 7-1 win Monday. Veteran lefty Chris Sale struck out 11 Brewer batters and gave up just one run over 7 innings. Atlanta pounded 3 home runs in the one-sided contest. Milwaukee's only run came in the third when Joey Ortiz doubled, then was knocked in by a William Contreras single with 2 outs. The Brewers will try to even the series behind Quinn Priester coming up this evening. Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about Chris Sale and losing to the Braves.
Yeah, he's the right dude, man. No, I don't know him well, but everything I hear and the way he goes after it, and the way he loves competing, kind of his outlook, You know, the fact that he came back out on 99 pitches and came back in the game tells you a lot. He was with his team right then. You know, he was thinking, you know what? We've lost seven in a row. We've got a great team. I'm going to kick it in. And I'm just impressed with him.
Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 10-3 over Miami, Philadelphia 4, the Cubs 3, Dodgers 8-7 over San Diego, Tampa Bay 10, Boston 8, the LA Angels over the Athletics 7-4. Interleague play, Cincinnati 7, Cleveland 4, Toronto 5-4 over St. Louis, and Arizona was a winner against Seattle. 8-4, the final score. The Brewers are teaming up with law enforcement agencies across the state to distribute limited edition baseball cards to kids. Senior Vice President of Communications Tyler Barnes says it's an opportunity for kids to build trust with law enforcement. Burns says the program started with Milwaukee area departments, but recently the Brewers started to get flooded with requests from departments across the state. Barnes says the team has distributed cards like this off and on, going back to the 1980s. 30 departments will get 1,000 packs of cards each. The Packers have decided talent is not enough if a player can't stay on the field. The team released often injured star cornerback Jaire Alexander yesterday. The front office praised Alexander, calling him one of the premier players in the NFL. Injuries caused him to miss 20 of 34 games over the last two seasons. Sports Illustrated reports the move gives Green Bay more than $17 million in cap space for this season. Mark Murphy talked about the loss of talent.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, a great story, he's undrafted, all-pro returner, and the reality is, for like the last 4 years, Jaire's about half of the games he's been able to play, so we've been used to it.
Former Bucks coach Don Nelson has been honored by the National Basketball Coaches Association. Nelson received the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award at Sunday's NBA Finals contest between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Nelson is 85 years old. Yahoo Sports reports that when he retired in 2010, he was the league's all-time winningest coach with 1,335 victories, 540 in Milwaukee. The Bucks won seven straight division titles under his leadership, playing in the Eastern Conference Finals three times. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Looking to keep your vehicle shining and running strong? Stop into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Right now, Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is just $8.49 each. Perfect for that clean, polished finish. Pair that shine with performance using Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus Oil, pre-mixed and ready to go. It's convenient, it's powerful, and it's ready when you are.
The basketball community mourns the passing of coaching icon Jerry Pettigrew. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
How do you get the most out of a grown-up getaway? Get out of town and get to Wisconsin Dells. Get to a water park and get your feet wet. Get a drink at the swim-up bar. Get to a casino and get lucky. Looking for nightlife? Don't even get me started. Get the gals together. Get the guys together. Call it a get-together. Getting hungry after all that action? Come and get it! Get on a duck tour. You'll really get your ducks in a row. Get it? You got it. Good. Wisconsin Dells. You've got to get here. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
The basketball community is mourning the loss of longtime Cuba City boys basketball coach and WBCA executive director Jerry Pettigrew, who died on Saturday at the age of 84. Pettigrew spent 60 years coaching high school basketball, including 52 years as the head coach at Cuba City, as his 1,027 victories are the most in state history. He led the Cubans to 29 conference championships and 12 state tournament appearances, including state titles in 1981, 1991, and 1998. For many years, Coach Pettigrew served as a color analyst on WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament broadcasts and was a fixture in both Madison and Green Bay. Pettigrew was recognized by the NFHS as its Boys Basketball Coach of the Year award after the 2019-2020 season. In 2023, following his retirement at Cuba City, the Wisconsin State Assembly named Pettigrew as its Hometown Hero Award. Pettigrew was actively involved in the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association for many years, serving as executive director for three decades, helping oversee the growth of the association into one of the largest and most admired in the country with more than 4,500 members. Visitation will be held at Cuba City High School on Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. with a massive Christian burial taking place on Saturday. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
A vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story is coming up here this morning on WRCO FM 100.9.
Now, the rest of the story. In the summer of 1609, Jamestown Colony was struggling for survival. And so from Plymouth, England, was dispatched a fleet of ships to the rescue. They bore supplies and additional colonists, 9 vessels in all. The flagship of the fleet was the Sea Venture. A transatlantic voyage took many weeks in those times, and for many weeks all was quiet. But then, one Monday late in July, a hurricane struck. The fleet, which had been sailing in tight formation, was suddenly widely scattered. Now the magnificent flagship Sea Venture was alone in a swirling ocean cauldron, cowering beneath a glowering sky. Aboard the Sea Venture was Colonial Secretary-elect William Strachey. It is his descriptions of the days that followed that comprise one of the most vivid and one of the most terrifying accounts in all maritime history. Strachey called it a hell of darkness that descended upon them. He told of the relentless roaring winds that stirred the seas and pounded their vessel. He related that over the next 24 hours, nobody could imagine the weather becoming more violent, and yet it continued to become more violent. The mountainous waves seemed to swell above the clouds, he said. The rain seemed more a river flooding the air. There was not a moment in which the sudden splitting of a ship was not expected, he recorded. And by Friday morning, the fifth day of windy, watery hell, all had abandoned hope and prepared to perish. And it was then that the cry of someone on the Sea Venture was heard above the howling wind, the voice of Sir George Somers, the admiral of the fleet, and the word he shouted that shattered the darkness was, "Land!" As best he could, Somers guided the Sea Venture straight toward the eerie silhouette in the distance. Before reaching shore, they struck a reef. The passengers and crew prayed the vessel would hold. She did. For the rest of the day, dinghies ferried people and provisions over the mile of water from the reef to the mainland. And then fear swept through the company anew. For one by one, the adventurers of the Sea Venture began to realize the land Admiral Somers had sighted was not America, but rather it was the notorious Devil's Island, more feared, more carefully avoided by ocean voyagers than any other corner of the globe. Only demons lived there, it was said. Their shrieks had been heard repeatedly by passing ships, and yet for now the Sea Venturers were safe, and safe they would remain. From the wreck of their ship, they built 2 smaller vessels, which eventually carried them to Jamestown. And when William Strachey's written hurricane account reached England, it was written by another William, named Shakespeare, who was thus inspired to write a now famous play called The Tempest. And the Devil's Islands, which had provided a haven for the windswept seafarers, it was quickly discovered that no devils dwelled there. The cries heard by seamen in days gone by had been the squealing of wild boars. And thus was civilized the little island chain, sleeping 1,000-plus miles from the Florida coast, a tiny speck in mid-Atlantic, a welcome needle in a hellish haystack, a place now something of a paradise. Bermuda? Bermuda! Now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies, I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive, give me a Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop showers, been a road hard and put up with. Yeah, four more uphill hours to show them that I ain't dead yet. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Find me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive, give me a Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a good ride, like a fox on the tail of a rabbit. I'm chasing that buckaroo life. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive, give me a Lord, that's the plan. Of a rodeo man.
Town Taxi Triple Play. We almost had to call Tony to come get us there. We were stranded for a moment. Foster and Lloyd right in the middle of a rodeo theme today. Yes, it's rodeo week.
There's a young girl that I know. She just turned 21. She comes from down in southern Colorado. I just got out of the service and I'm looking for my fun. Someday soon, she'll go with me. Someday soon, her parents cannot stand me 'cause I work the rodeo. They say that he's the kind to leave you crying, but I know she'll follow me down any road I go. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon, when I visit her, but it's 'cause he was just as wild back in his early days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon. And when I visit her, her pa ain't got one good word to say, but it's 'cause he was just as wild back in his early days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow me on my way. I'm driving back from California. I love those dang old rodeos as much as I love her. Someday soon, going with me. Someday soon. Someday soon. Going with me. Someday soon.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
We want to say happy birthday today to Michelle and company. Michelle from Mike, have a great day. We have a happy 30th birthday to Miranda Wetzel from Dad and Squishers, and a happy anniversary to Leah Durst from your husband. I love you, dear. All right. Well, there you go. Have a great day if you're celebrating today, wherever in Southwest Wisconsin. The trivia question of the day is coming up here on FM 100.9.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The winning answer today for our trivia quiz wins a delicious pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart. It is yours if you know the correct answer. Music trivia today. One of the most played country artists of all time on Pandora. He was the second country artist behind Keith Urban to receive the Pandora Billionaire plaque. He has taken 9 radio singles to number 1. He may be hard to love, or he could be an artist you love like crazy. Can you name him? 608-647-4155. A huge artist in terms of Pandora getting a billionaire plaque. He may be hard to love, or he could be an artist you love like crazy. All right. Well, give it a try if you think you know trivia today.
She got that. Southern drawl that she got from her mama. Likes coffee with her sugar in the morning. She likes to leave little red lipstick loving notes on the mirror. Loves the rain on the tin roof when it's pouring. Doesn't matter what we listen to, spinning her around. Takes an hour to pick a movie out. 5 minutes in and she's passing out. And I wouldn't dare wake her up when she's sleeping. I'd stay there forever if I could. Feels like nothing ever felt so good. And I wish that I could stop time. She puts that beat in my chest. Pounds like a drum. Shakes me like thunder.
Ah!
like a drum, shakes me like thunder. Taking my hand, pulling me up where I'm going, but my dreams come alive, and I wake up and look in her eyes. Oh, yeah, my dreams come alive, and I wake up and look in her eyes. She brings me back to life. Oh, she does.
Congratulations, Devin Cook. Devin is the winner of Trivia. That's right. Second country artist behind Keith Urban to receive the Pandora Billionaire Plaque. 9 radio singles to date. That would be Mr. Lee Bryce. Congratulations, Devin. Devin is our latest Big Bad winner from WRCO Radio. Congratulations from the Muscadet Mini Mart as we give the Muscadet Mini Mart pizza away each and every week here on WRCO on a Tuesday. And by the way, today it happens to be Lee Bryce's birthday as he celebrates number 46. There you go. Congratulations, Devin. Enjoy the pizza. And here is a guy that I feel he's a little bit underrated. He saw those stats, heard those stats, he's a big name in country music, but maybe even should be bigger after all that success, right? This one was a number one. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. We're going to start making our way toward Blair Taylor.
They called him crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be your best friend, tell the truth. Together 58 years now.
Ain't that crazy?
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage, local care.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Taking us up to the 9 o'clock hour now, here is the Judds. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddy's really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old Grandpa. Let's wander back into the past, then paint me the picture of long ago. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other. Then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddy's really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Ain't it the truth, though? The Judds here on WRCO. The news this hour, sponsored by the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to face sharp questioning about the sending of Marines and National Guard to Los Angeles protests of immigration raids, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He's got three congressional hearings. ABC's Matt Gutman in L.A.
The administration recently slamming protesters for concealing their faces with masks. Critics arguing ICE agents have been concealing their identities using face coverings and unmarked vans.
Police used tear gas and detained some people last night in Austin and Dallas, Texas, who were protesting immigration raids. A high school shooting in Austria's second largest city, Graz, leaves 10 people dead, including seven students and the suspected gunman, says the mayor. Firing every member of a scientific